I think when he sang it, made it swing much more than anyone else could for me.
When I've heard him sing, I just believe him. And that, for me, is the most important thing.
He had an intelligent way with lyrics. He tore at your heartstrings, but he made you tap your foot.
And, of course, he employed some of the best arrangers that there have ever been.
Throughout his life, there was one musical element that was dominant in Frank Sinatra's work, the big band. And so to celebrate this, the 100th anniversary of his birth, to the day, Jazz Lineup pays tribute to the man and to the exceptional arrangements inspired by him, which have become his legacy.
Thank you.
Recorded live at the Sage in Gateshead, specially for Jazz Lineup, this is our own personal tribute to the man whose birthday we celebrate today, Frank Sinatra. The BBC Big Band, conducted by Mark Nightingale, opened the show with All or Nothing at All. This arrangement is part of the project Sinatra Land, which was created by the Hollywood arranger Pat Williams. He was Frank Sinatra's musical director near the end of his career, and his arrangements are inspired by the original versions written by the great Nelson Riddle and Billy May. I'll be talking to tonight's musical director, Mark Nightingale, in a little while about some of the arrangements you'll hear tonight. But first, let's get back to the concert, and it's my turn now to sing a great song by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler, originally arranged by Nelson Riddle and arranged by tonight's conductor, Mark Nightingale. This is I've Got the World on a String.
I'm sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a life, what a world, I'm in love. I got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go. Anytime I move my finger, look at me, can't you see I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. I got the world on a string, I'm sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love.
Thank you very much. Well, it's time to meet the first of tonight's guests, who's about to perform some brand new versions of Frank Sinatra classics that have been arranged especially for tonight's concert by our conductor, Mark Nightingale. This is somebody who has many talents. He's a singer, songwriter, producer, comedian. Is there no end to his talents? Will you please give a very warm welcome to the incredible Ian Shaw.
Across the sea, it lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long, we sang a song and strolled the golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. The painted kites, the days and nights went flying by. The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Then something, a paper moon did call to you. I lost you to the summer wind. Across the sea, it lingered there, touch your hair, and walk with me. All summer long, we sang a song and strolled the golden sand. Two sweethearts and that summer wind.
Thank you. This is a song that I associate with a great piano player called Cedar Walton, who did an arrangement of it. I was lucky enough to meet the writer, a man called Carol Coates, C-A-R-R-O-L-L. And he wrote a verse especially for me in this song. He's written some wonderful songs, and this is one of them. This is another wonderful arrangement from Martin Nightingale. This is called No One Ever Tells You. Thank you.
No one ever tells you what it's like to love and lose, how it feels to wake up and have breakfast with the blues, how to go on living, how to face another day. Oh, no one ever tells you the way. No one ever tells you how it feels to walk alone, listening to those footsteps through the echo of your own. And suddenly it hits you, all these dreams weren't worth a dime, 'cause no one ever tells you in time. No, no. Long before the icy winds of winter, autumn tells the swallows time to fly, why do we pretend until the bitter end, till it broke my poor heart to say goodbye. No one ever tells you that it's just another fling. No one ever warns you when your heart begins to sing. Someone tells you later, all is fate, love and war, but no one ever tells you before. It's like to love and lose, how it feels to awaken and have breakfast with the blues, how to go on living, how to face another day. No, no one ever tells you the way. Nobody ever tells you how it feels to walk along, listening to those footsteps through the echo of your own. Suddenly it hits you, all those dreams weren't worth a dime, but no one ever tells you in time. Long before the book of love is read, no one ever warns you about the music in your head. No one ever asks the moon to tell the sun to stay. Oh, no one ever shows you the way. It never comes easy. No one ever shows you the way. We'll be right back.
It takes not one but three singers to take on the task of representing Frank Sinatra tonight. And you heard Ian Shaw there singing No One Ever Tells You and The Summer Wind. Before that, yours truly singing I've Got the World on a String. And all three of those arrangements are by tonight's musical director of the BBC Big Band, Mark Nightingale. And I'm with Mark now, here backstage at the stage, where we're performing in front of a packed crowd of Sinatra fans. Mark, tell us more about the arrangements we've just heard.
The other two are very new. I just did them specially for this gig. And our producer chose the tunes, and they weren't particularly ones that I knew. I'd got the Only the Lonely record, but I hadn't listened to it for a long time. So it was nice to re-listen to those original versions. And to try and put another different spin on them.
How long does it take to do an arrangement like that?
It took me a week to do the two of them. I'm not very quick.
That sounds quick to me. But is it daunting to follow in the footsteps of people like Nelson Riddle? Of course, everybody knows Frank Sinatra, close associations with some of the greats, Billy May, Emmy Gordon Jenkins. How difficult is it, or is it actually easier because you've got such a benchmark?
It is very difficult because you're very likely to come up badly in a comparison, aren't you? But I think the trick is to... what I did anyway was to listen what they'd done and listen to how excellent it was. And, of course, I didn't have the luxury of a string section, so it meant coming at it from a slightly different orchestrating point of view. And that was one of the keys that freed me up to do my own thing. And also trying to get maybe a slightly different feel or a slightly different format to the way the song is.
What about harmony? Would you go perhaps approach it with a more modern harmony, harmonious texture?
I've got Nelson Riddle's arranging book, and he's his dogmatic approach to the first chorus of any arrangement is to use the songbook chords, the very basic chords, and listening to what he did on both of those tunes, that's exactly what he did. So that's a very reliable source to get your proper chord sequence from. My instinct is to then use a lot more substitute chords and to try and do something slightly different.
And you actually worked with Frank Sinatra, didn't you, Mark? When was that?
That was his last time in Europe. We toured around Europe for a month, including a week at the Albert Hall. Which was fantastic.
What was he like?
Yeah, he was, a little bit aloof. He mainly turned up, did the gig, and then disappeared. But his
son... A bit like you.
His son did the sound checks and sang through the songs, and he had a remarkable voice as well. Yeah. I'll tell you what I'll always remember is one of the nights at the Albert Hall was my birthday, and the lead trombone player, there was only one trombone solo in the whole gig. It was on Quincy Jones's arrangement of Mac the Knife, and the lead trombone player, just before we played it, he just popped it onto my music stand and said, "There you go, happy birthday."
We're coming up, the fantastic Leanne Carroll singing Witchcraft and You Make Me Feel So Young in brand new arrangements by the Guildhall's head of jazz, the pianist and arranger Malcolm Edmonston, and Only the Lonely by another Hollywood-based arranger, Chris Walden. But we open with a fantastic instrumental arrangement by Pat Williams, which he created for his own all-star big band. This is In the Still of the Night.
In the Still of the Night, the BBC Big Band with Mark Nightingale and Tom Gordon on drums in the Still of the Night. Well, let's meet the rest of the BBC Big Band. The rhythm section is Robin Asland on the piano, Tommy Emerton on guitar, and Dave Whitford on the bass. The trumpets once again. Brian Rankin, Andy Greenwood, Danny Marsden, and Martin Shaw. Go mad for the trombones, because they are Ashley Horton, Gordon Campbell, Kieran McLeod, and John Higginbotham. And the saxes, Comrade Wisniewski, Jamie Anderson, Howard McGill, Steve Main, and Stuart Forbes. And of course, our wonderful conductor, who is just one of the best trombone players I've ever heard, and he's doing such a great job. It's the first time I've seen him conduct, and I'm very impressed with Mark Nightingale. In 1993, Pat Williams was given the job of being the musical director for Frank Sinatra's career, Swan Song, his two duets albums. Pat was so knocked out by the whole experience that he decided to assemble an all-star big band to record the album Sinatra Land, a collection of Frank's biggest hits from his long career. We're about to hear another of those. This is another enduring favorite that went all the way back to Frank's days in the early 1940s with Tommy Dorsey. Here to perform The Song Is You, will you please give a warm welcome to Steve Main. The Song Is You.
Thank you.
Richard Main. Fantastic. Well, as well as having a set of favourite arrangers, Billy May, Nelson Riddle and Gordon Jenkins, to name just three, Frank Sinatra had a number of favourite songwriting partnerships that created some great works for him. People like Bob Hilliard and Dave Mann, who came up within the Wee Small Hours. Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen, who wrote a whole stack of hits for Mr. Sinatra. And just occasionally Cy Coleman and the wonderful lyricist Carolyn Lee. They didn't write so many for Frank, but when they did, the results were rather special. We'll be hearing songs from both partnerships, as well as something that Frank Sinatra made his personal property in this next set from the wonderful and amazing Leanne Carroll.
And so we're going to carry on with a lovely arrangement by incredible Chris Walden of possibly one of the most heart-wrenching songs I've ever had the pleasure or the torture to sing. It's called Only the Lonely. Each place I go, only the lonely go. Some little small cafe, and the songs I know, only the lonely know. Each melody
because the love that used to be the dreams I dream. Only the lonely dream lips as warm as May, and this hopeless scheme, only the lonely scheme that somewhere you'll find the one. Picnics at the beach when love was new, it well could be that one time a hopeless little dream like that comes true. Never let love go, for when it's gone and you know the loneliness, the heartbreak only, the love.
Another arrangement by the incredible Malcolm Edmonston, and it's called Witchcraft.
Those fingers in my hair, sly as a sail, it beats my conscience, there is witchcraft. No defense for it, the heat is too intense for it, but silver common sense for it too. Because it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft, and although I know it's invisible, when you arouse the need of me, my heart says yes indeed to me, proceed what you're leading me to. Oh, it's such an ace of pitch, one that I wouldn't switch, cause there's no nicer witch than you. Thank you.
there is Red Square. And I got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it. What would a common sense redo? Because it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's wicked to go, when you arouse the need of me, my heart says yes indeed to me. Proceed, watch your little bit too. It's such an ancient pitch, while there with a switch, cause there's no nice and rich to do.
Leanne Carroll with You Make Me Feel So Young. And before that, she sang Only the Lonely and Witchcraft. And before that, you heard Steve Main take up the front of the stage and play The Song Is You with the BBC Big Band conducted by Mark Nightingale, recorded at the Sage in Gateshead on November the 26th. We're celebrating Frank Sinatra's 100th anniversary. Well, stepping into the limelight now from his seat in the band is tenor saxophonist Jamie Anderson. And he's playing the solo on I've Got You Under My Skin. Thank you. The BBC Big Band with a feature for alto saxophonist Howard McGill as he plays Ray Noble's I Hadn't Anyone Till You. Well, that's almost the end of today's show. Coming up on next week's Jazz Lineup as part of BBC Radio 3's Northern Lights season, a very special set from Norwegian pianist Tor Gustafsson and his quartet. Jazz on 3 on Monday night at 11 features the Cuban pianist David Vareles exploring Afro-Cuban sacred music. But we couldn't resist closing our celebrations for Frank Sinatra's centenary concert with all three of us singers singing perhaps one of Frank's most popular songs. With Ian Shaw and Leanne Carroll, we were very pleased to sing The Lady is a Tramp. Until next time, bye-bye.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She loves the theater, but she never comes late. She never bothers with the people she hates. No, no, that is why the lady is a tramp.
I don't play crap games with parents and earls. I won't go to Harlem in ermines and pearls. I don't dish the dirt, don't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. Shame on me, I'm a legitimate of a tramp. I'm like a free fresh wind in my hair. Life without care. I am broke, oh, it's okay. I hate California, it's so cold and it's there. That's why the lady is a tramp.
She gets too hungry for a dinner at 8. She likes the sage case, but she never comes late. She never bothers with the people she hates. That is why these ladies are trash.
I don't like crap games with barons and earls. I don't like to get dressed up with those styles.
Martin, Ian Shaw and Leanne Carroll performing The Lady is a Tramp with the BBC Big Band, ending this week's edition of Jazz Lineup. The programme was presented by Claire Martin and produced in Glasgow by Lindsay Pell. More information on the tracks in the programme, as ever, from the Jazz Lineup page of the BBC Radio 3 website. And our jazz programmes return next Saturday afternoon, JRR at 4 o'clock, followed at 5 by Jazz Lineup. Hello, I'm John Shea with you this Saturday evening on BBC Radio 3, where the time is now 6 o'clock, and for the first time this season, we cross the Atlantic for this week's Opera on 3.
We're live at the Metropolitan Opera House in New York City. I'm Mary Jo Heath, and our Saturday matinee is Rigoletto, Giuseppe Verdi's powerful tragedy about a man who cannot protect his beloved daughter from his own corrupt world. We'll hear the Met broadcast debut of a young soprano who's been generating a lot of excitement these days, Nadine Sierra, who plays the innocent Gilda. Her co-stars are two Met favorites, Baritone Jelko Lucic sings the title role of Rigoletto, and tenor Piotr Buchawa is the lustful Duke. Maestro Roberto Abbado conducts. We'll get the chance to speak with our debutante at intermission during our backstage interviews, and our guest for the opera quiz will be tenor Lawrence Brownlee. Stay with us.
And we will indeed be rejoining Mary Jo and her colleagues in New York in just a moment after North American listeners have heard some local announcements. While they do, let me tell you that the Metropolitan Opera broadcast season is supported by Toll Brothers, the Annenberg Foundation, the Neubauer Family Foundation, and the Vincent A. Stabile Endowment for Broadcast Media, and is broadcast through an arrangement with the European Broadcasting Union. Now, back to New York.
Hi, Mary Jo Heath, and our broadcast commentator is Ira Siff. Today, Met favorites Jelko Lucic and Piotr Buchawa are joined by a new star, soprano Nadine Sierra. Ira, she made her Met debut just 10 days ago and triumphed.
You know, it's crucial to have a Gilda that listeners take to their hearts because the father-daughter relationship is so potent in this opera, along with Verdi's other favorite theme, the fate of the outsider in society.
Well, the Met's production by Michael Mayer moves the action from 16th century Mantua to another setting that fosters moral bankruptcy, Las Vegas in 1960. The Duke is an entertainer and casino owner surrounded by a Rat Pack-like entourage with Rigoletto as the group's comedian. Here's what happens in the first act. It starts with a party at the Duke's casino. Rigoletto's sharp tongue has earned him enemies among the Duke's men. They find out that he's living with a woman and decide to take revenge by kidnapping her. The party is interrupted by a nobleman named Monterone who denounces the Duke for seducing his daughter. Rigoletto mocks the old man, but when Monterone hurls a father's curse at him, Rigoletto is suddenly terrified. In the next scene, a hitman named Spada Fucile strikes up a conversation with Rigoletto and offers his services, should they ever be needed someday. Then, Rigoletto heads home, where his young daughter Gilda greets him lovingly. She is his only joy, and he's desperately protective of her. But she's secretly become infatuated with a man she's seen at church. And after Rigoletto leaves, that man comes to see her. It's the Duke, who claims he's just a humble student, and she falls head over heels in love. But after he leaves, the men arrive to abduct her. Rigoletto finds them milling around his place, and they manage to trick him.